trains. Britain's rail network during the Edwardian era was diverse and comprehensive. By 1914, there were 130 different companies, each with their distinctive livery, and 20,000 miles of track ensured no village in Britain was more than 20 miles from the nearest station. During the First World War, the network was essential for moving troops and provisions around the country, and it was necessary to bring all the companies under central government control. This served to illuminate how wasteful the pre-war competition had been, and an Act of Parliament in 1921 reduced the network to just four companies. Technical developments in the early years of the 20th century included electrified suburban lines, starting in Newcastle, and the introduction of steel rails. Coal remained plentiful, and the four post-war companies competed to build the largest and fastest steam locomotives. These powerful locos caught the imagination of modelers, and there was a corresponding rise in the popularity of electric toy trains.